0.5% of the citizens of this country own more assets than the bottom 90%. That's all happened over the last 10 years since 2008. Now, we took a monetary base of what, back in the 80s of what, $800 billion? The balance sheet of the Fed was $880 billion under President Bush, right? Balance sheet of the Fed is $9.5 trillion today. The debt's $30 trillion. We have $100 to $150 trillion of contingent liabilities. All just because we're the prime reserve currency. The greatest export we have is the dollar. But all of that rests on the shoulders of our children and our grandchildren. Those are all due bills that are going to come due. All we've done is crank up. We've just cranked everything up. That's why they're talking about these ridiculous, insane bills of trillions of dollars. Because the Federal Reserve will print the money. The Federal Reserve, by the way, that's owned not by the American people, a central bank that's owned by 24 prime brokers, being J.P. Morgan and Goldman Sachs and Morgan Stanley. How does that work? And governors that kind of selected, but, you know, 12 years. And the best governor we've had in the Federal Reserve right here in Dallas, Richard Fisher, who told you what was going to happen by going to negative interest rates, told you what was going to happen by printing all this money and having $4, $5, $6 trillion, $7 trillion, $8 trillion, now $9 trillion on the balance sheet of the Federal Reserve. It's going to cause, you talk inequality, it's not a $15 minimum wage, that's tip money. We have, I think M2 today is what, $22 or $23 trillion. That's how the administrative state pays for itself. We don't need to audit the Fed. We need to end the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve has usurped its power and the power of the American people and our elective representatives. And no, they do not have the consent of the governed. We will not comply. We will not submit. And it must be ended.